Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone. It's Jill and Kim with One Harmonic Whole back for another message. Today's message
We're
is,
turning the tables today, Kim.
yes, yep. It is a day to really check in with your energy. Where is your energy going? Where are your thoughts going? Like, it's a day to just do a check-in, a mental health check-in, a physical check-in, where are you putting your thoughts? That's the main thing that keeps happening. My head's over here, over here. It's like, whoa, some of you are really going deep into some envy, envious stuff,
Grief.
some anger, grief. Yeah. Ooh. It can be very intense for some of you. I'm seeing a lot of, I mean, we know, I mean, Jill and I were talking about the government shutdown and
Politics.
they're,
I mean,
yeah,
the
it's
politics.
and not one side or the other, just
No, it's just up and down. I mean,
yeah.
historically and around the world, I mean, it's up and down. And sometimes you like it, sometimes you don't. It changes, it shifts, it ebbs, it flows. That's like, not only is that in politics, that takes it like to the nth degree. I think that's why it has such center stage, it's because it's so extreme. But it happens. That's these patterns, these shifts, they occur. But really the most important one is our own, what I call our own life energies. That's our thoughts. Right? Our emotions, our physical body energies, like those energies that are within us and within our decision-making powers. Once we've, say, participated in, the political or not participated in whatever degree, once we've done that, like the decision-making powers are then in someone else's hands. But in our own life energies, the decision-making power is always in our hands. Every day, every moment, and that's where I said we turn the tables today, because we're asking like, where are you putting your energies? Usually, we're tuned in and gone. This is what we're picking up for listeners for what's needed or what's kind of rose to the top, the cream. And today we're saying, take a good look at this, at your own energies.
The more you put a thought, right back on thinking, the more you put your thought into something and you keep thinking about it, and things don't change. Say you have a thought process of how it should change, and then it doesn't change. Are you continuing to keep thinking about that? Are you continuing now to get kind of wrapped up into all the now the details of what is not changing? Are you starting to get angry, starting to get frustrated? Are you now talking, bringing this thought process, this idea, concept, whatever it is, to another person, and now you're talking about it to another person, and your blood pressure starts going up. You don't realize it's going up. Your heart rate starts going up. You start talking a little bit faster. Maybe you have shorter breath going on. Like, these are these things where they're like, hold up. Do you see what you're doing?
Yeah, it's like this almost a constant reactive state has been put center stage as though it's normal to react to everything. And it's not normal to react to everything. It works, it happens, we can choose that. That's what I mean by it works, is that we can choose that. But the effects, the ramifications of it are pretty intensive. They have, if you're following thoughts that are, constantly scattered and all over the place and focused on everyone else. And then all of a sudden, one day you wake up and you're like, what happened to me? I'm a disaster.
Didn't happen overnight.
Didn't happen overnight. And sometimes, like, when big things happen, big shifts happen that get lots of people's reactions, like recently with the shutdown. I just like to hold the space of go, it's going to be okay. It's going to work out. And I like to hold the space of, I hope it works out sooner rather than later for everyone, because I understand there's ramifications to it. And it has nothing to do with whether or not I like or dislike what's occurring. What I'm trying to do is, and do a lot successfully, is get into that I call it like, we've called it collapsing of energies, collapsing of the reaction.
Yeah.
And just be in that, some people call it stillness. You know, you're in that whole space. It's, you're not on one side, you're not on the other. It's very alive. It's very active. And it's also very loving when you get into it. It's so deeply loving and sweet and, you know, like I genuinely do hope that things get sorted out with this, you know, government shutdown stuff here in the United States that's going on right now soon, because it does translate to people's individual lives. And it has nothing to do with whether or not I like how that works. It has to do with my compassion and my heart going, I really hope things get sorted out for the best quickly for everyone. And sometimes we have to say that for ourselves when we check in on our own energies.
Where are you? Where are you putting your energy? One thing that's popping up in my head for today to try, if you are noticing that you're overthinking something or you really are fixated on something, you notice you're talking faster, you're not taking your deep breaths, you're just not feeling relaxed. Lime. You put the lime in the coconut. you can listen to that song. Or if you have any lime around you, I see candles that have like either a lime scent or actually a lime, like go to the store, get a lime, smell a lime. If you have the essential oil that has something that has lime in it, lime keeps popping up in my head.
Interesting.
I know. It's a weird, it's something with the citrus, but the, whatever the chemical constituents are, that'll help your body just to like almost try to shift the vibration, shift your mindset into like, whoa, where am I going? What was I doing? Like, let's reel this back in.
Oh, I would not have picked lime. And for those of you who don't like lime, I'm so sorry. Just give it a try.
Just smell it. Or, I mean, listen to a song that has lime in it.
Yes.
Or even pick up a picture. Google lime. And look at the image of a lime. Those can actually be very powerful, too. They hold a vibration of lime.
Mm. So. Yeah, I think it's the, with, you know, where are your energies? Definitely the thought stuff.
Yep.
But there's also, you know, there's the emotional energies that are happening, and our own, just if I'll call it whatever, our own personal energies. So just watch, you know, watch that, pay attention, tune in, use lime today. Rebalance, and when you get even just a little bit more rebalanced, like celebrate the crap out of it, because it's so wonderful when you find, oh, I'm breathing again, I'm, you know, I'm not talking as fast, and I feel like I'm being more heard. Managing our energies.
Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
Yes. Thank you, Kim. Have a limey day, everyone. Till next time.